committee is now in session. I would like to invite the FAI Executive Vice President John Delaney to speak. Thank you, Chairman. I have a short statement which I'd like to do in the form of song. It's called Joxer Goes to Leinster House. 'Twas in the year of 219 before an owl committee. I came down with my gang of clowns, a shower of Walter Mitties. It's a waste of time, I've done no crime, I'm the legend John Delaney. They'll have to dig me out like an ATM in Castle Blaney. The clubs are broke, but I'm your bloke who was on 400 grand. I won't step down from bin top clown, I've a neck to bait the band. Sunday Times, they asked about a loan, I told them where to stick it. I ran this town in the FAI, cause I'd a hold of all the tickets. Dippities, 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 dippities. There are 12 more verses, but unfortunately I cannot finish the song due to legal advice.
You allow Deputy Kevin O'Keefe.
Yes, that was a lovely song there, John. And if you have any spare tickets going for your man Rod Stewart in Parkley Cave, John, send them my way, boy. Send them my way.
You can send them to me either, John.
You'll have your turn, Deputy Noel the Rock. Mr. Delaney, you had your hand up.
Chairman, I just need to go to the jacks.
Come on, John. Yeah.
Okay, you go to the toilet there. And in the meantime, let's hear explanations for the mysterious loan from the other FAI gobshites. HR?
Chairman, should I only start last week?
Accounts.
The dog ate the accounts.
Board member.
My granny's funeral was that day.
Very good.
Oh, great relief.
Welcome back, Mr. Delaney.
Yeah.
Deputy Breed Coppinger, anti-people solidarity.
Oh, no.
Mr. Delaney, the Armory Decent Skins, Grassroots, League of Ireland, Jumpers for Goalposts, Brown Sauce, Hazlitt Sandwiches Brigade, feel let down by the Prawn Sandwich, Carbon Hospitality, Fat Cat, Black Hat.
I can't answer that on legal advice.
This is great.
That's enough, Deputy Coppinger. Deputy O'Keefe again.
It would seem to me that someone above in Dublin is gunning for you, Mr. Trump, sir.
Have you a question?
Oh, yeah, it is about grants.
Go on.
What is a Grant Thornton?
Deputy John Delaney on legal advice can't answer that. Deputy Rock.
Yeah, football is important and people are very upset and we have an FAI which is destroying football and they are...
Listen, Noel, just text me and I'll sort you out.
What?
Premium level okay.
Yeah! Wow!
Deputy Michael Healy-Ray.
Chairman.
Who isn't even on the committee. Yeah.
Chairman, John Delaney is a giant among men.
Thank you.
True hero of the same generous proportions as Finn McCool, Mussolini, and my late father. I've walked the fields of Kerry with John Delaney, firing grants into every rabbit hole and ditch in the kingdom. The rhododendrons bow down before him, and I want to assure him that he will always have the mother and father of all welcomes in Kerry. Just looking at him in the flesh now, I need a fresh pair of trousers. I'm so overcome in awe for the man.
Thank you.
Okay, we can all do with a comfort break after that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Delaney, for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Shut up, John.
I ran this town in the FAI because I'd a hold of all the tickets. Dippities, 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 dippities.
It's the longest running fantasy series on television. Season after season, there's been no resolution. Along the way, power, betrayal, lies, sex.
Wah, 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 yes indeed, Brexit, it's been a lot of fun, baby. Tempest, Chipsticks, Ipso Quavers.
From the Iron Throne in Queen's Landing, the leader of the kingdom rallies her allies to face the coming storm.
Kneel before me, for I have a deal, a great deal that will see us safely through the dark days ahead. If you don't agree to my deal, I will kill all your hopes and dreams and dignity, or what's left of them. I will never give up my throne.
But our own small council plots to dethrone their leader, a haunted mannequin who welcomes the misery of Brexit upon the kingdom.
I, for one, welcome the endless night of Brexit, as long as I can profit off the backs of the misery of the common folk and move my investment fund to the rebel Iron Island of Era.
A blonde-haired Kingslayer with a golden ham.
Well, yes, yes, indeed. I don't mind waiting around Queen's Landing for my time to shine. Now, someone find the dwarf. I believe he knows where all the brothels are.
In an effort to cling on to her dwindling power, the Queen reaches out to one of her oldest enemies, the King of the North.
North London. Yes, well, everyone thought I died years ago, but my belief in the Red Lady, Labour, has risen me from the dead. or the 1970s rather, but now with such power and influence I scarcely know what to do with it, so I'll just shamble on like the human crumpled betting slip that I am.
Never before has a single fantasy show rejuvenated the careers of terrible Irish actors who should never have been put in front of a panto crowd, never mind a global TV audience.
Wow, just as well I look so young and handsome. I mostly identify with the hot King Rob Stark from the first three series, because he came to power without an election as well. Lol.
This show is not for children. Cover their eyes, for from the north they come, an army of the undead. Of the Horde, a terrible creature, like something ripped from the pages of ancient history, a dead-eyed dragon.
Brotherly! No to a deal! No to no deal! No to a referendum! No to extensions! Flextensions! No to a backstop! No to Europe!
Get ready for the last never-ending season. Will anything actually happen this time? Who will finally win the Iron Throne? Who cares?
Wow! I'm not wearing any trousers! Huzzah!
Minister.
All right, thanks for waiting until I was finished my crepe, guys. Rocket porchetta and gruyere is gold. Just made with egg whites today. No carbs before marbs, am I right?
Has your decision to lift the ban on hay-raised buildings helped the housing crisis at all?
I'm not one for tooting my own horn, but me getting rid of that ban is basically like when Lincoln abolished slavery. This is the kind of stuff I got into politics for, what? To make a difference in the lives of ordinary people.
But all it's done so far is allow Johnny Ronan's tower to get the go-ahead.
Look, this ends Dublin as a low-rise capital. Yep. And we all know that low-rise is not a good look on anyone. What? You only have to venture down Henry Street to see that. Oh. Though, I've never actually been there myself, offers. Oh. Anyway, Johnny's tower will bring much-needed homes to Dublin.
Yeah, but there are no homes. It's just 22 floors of offices and another hotel.
Sure, but if he runs into any trouble and needs to dig out, I can stuff that hotel with homeless pubs for him. It's a win-win, guys.
3,000 apartments were bought in bulk by investment funds last year. Doesn't this show that corporate landlords are betting on no end to the housing crisis?
Well, it's ridiculous. Betting on there being no end to the housing crisis is like betting on there being no end to Brexit.
Yeah, but that looks like it's going to go on for a while, yes?
Or betting on there like being no end to the children's hospital scandal.
Yeah, that's like not...
There will be an end to the housing crisis. Yeah. It's just going to be drawn out, painful, and in the end nothing will have changed. Like the investigation to John Delaney's goings-on at the FAI, or any of our tribunals or scandals, or any of the other disasters this government has proudly shoved under the carpet and allowed to go on for years. But hey, it creates jobs for our kind of people.
What?
Ranelagh barristers, mainly.
Minister, surely it's time to start taxing corporate landlords for the profits from rent.
Well, it's kind of difficult to make profit on rent. Well, all my friends tell me that by the time you've done a small family for 110% of their monthly income and their vital organs, you've barely made enough to cover the mortgage, your second car, your holiday home, getting a hot towel shave of a Friday brunch. It's tough out there, for reals.
How do you defend the fact that after promising thousands of social houses, only 74 were built in Dublin in all of 2018?
Yeah, but don't forget, 69 of those were prefabs, and those are great fun. What? I remember we had a prefab in school once, while the common room was being renovated. We all just went there to hang out and sing songs. Only on small break, of course. I mean, it's pretty freezing. Who'd want to live in one?
Yeah, that leaves only 5 actual houses built in the whole year.
True, but if we can cram 15 families into each one, that's about 7,000 people housed, or something like that. I'm not good with math.
What?
Anyway, I'm kind of new age. I believe you could have all the houses in the world and still be homeless in your soul.
Yeah, but Minister, the figures are clearly
showing... Let's wrap
showing
this up, guys. More important things to do. I'm preparing for a 5K run with the Taoiseach, and it's not going to be easy letting him win, especially since he's got the body of a 53-year-old.
Oh, Minister!
On this week's Room to Improve, architect Dermot Bannon has his work cut out for him as he renovates a bank near the border.
I suppose doing jobs in houses is one thing, but a bank job is just a different beast. I'm actually really excited about it.
Dermot meets Seamus, not his real name, and his acquaintances, a gang of self-confessed DIY anoraks who need this job done as quickly as possible.
Hi lads, great to meet you, and well done for starting at 2 a.m. It's a really interesting time to get, you know, really gives us a full day to...
Switch off that camera, are you with the guards or something?
Sorry, I can't really hear you, your hat has just actually fallen right down to your chin.
I said, are you with the guards or something?
Why are you filming us?
You're gas.
What are you on about?
So how long have you lived here?
In the bank. No. We don't live here. We're just...
minding it for a friend.
Right. So you're going to do the renovations for someone else.
Yeah.
And I see you brought your own JCB. That'll really help us cut down on the cost too.
Aye.
Did you borrow it from a friend or something?
Yeah, you could say that, all right.
Aye.
Now, in one sentence, can you tell me what you want to do here?
We're going to tear that ATM out of that there wall, bring it to a safe house and cut it open with an anger grinder.
Yeah, and I know ATMs aren't exactly sexy, but I think the grey, brutalist nature of the machine really makes the statement piece in the middle of the big white wall.
What?
You know, I'd hate to see it go. Are you sure you want to?
It's definitely coming out, mate.
Right, well, let's discuss budget. How much have you got to spend?
We've 10 grand.
We got that there other one there in Derry the other night.
20 grand.
Great.
Dermot has some ideas, and just as he goes to phone his quantity surveyor, something happens.
Lisa, I'll call you back.
Oh my God, what's going on? Stop!
It looks like Seamus, not his real name, and his men have decided to go ahead with their plans without consulting Dermot. But how will our hands-on architect react?
Well, you know, guys, I'll admit I doubted you, and normally I wouldn't be this furious, but this is just wonderful.
More.
The open plan feel, the exposed brickwork.
Back,
it's
back.
Like some kind of DIY guerrilla architecture. Well done.
Have it in the trailer. Go, go, go.
Go, go.
Come on.
All right.
Guys, free going. You've left your friend's JCB behind.
The job has been done, but how will the owners respond? The bank manager meets Dermot at the scene.
Destroyed.
All right.
They've taken the whole lot.
Right.
They've taken the whole lot.
Calm down. You know, don't think about what they took. Try to focus instead on what they've given you. A wonderful open portal that creates a great flow, lovely space, lovely light between the interior and the exterior of the branch.
Call the guards.
Dermot was held for questioning for a couple of hours in a Garda cell, but was later released without charge.
You know, Garda, this cell could really do with some glass. I think it could do something to bring some light in here and cheer the place up.
And I get out of here before we arrest you.
Oh, you're gas.
Now to an incident involving a PSNI vehicle containing Garda Commissioner Drew Harris's car and a bollard. Yes, a bollard. The incident at Garda headquarters in the Phoenix Park has raised concerns about cross-border security protocols. I'm joined by Garda Deputy Under Commissioner Fecla McGillifecal.
Hello.
Tell us what happened on the night of March 25th.
Well, on the night in question, the subject was travelling.
Sorry,
in
the
a
subject? He's not in the Crown Forces anymore, you know.
The Garda Commissioner, a white male identified as a Drew Harris. Looks a bit like Ronnie Corbett doing a sketch of a fella in a too big hat.
Dear God, can someone see if there's any mini wines in the canteen? I have a feeling this is going to be a siege of an interview.
He was travelling from Northern Ireland when the front of his vehicle came into contact with a malfunctioning bollard.
Sorry?
At an address in Phoenix Park. No one was injured, nothing suspicious, no harm done.
What kind of car was it, Garda vehicle?
It was a Range Rover vehicle registered to the PSNI.
You mean the PSNI, the Police Service of Northern Ireland?
No, PSNI rhymes with Disney.
Why was the head of the police force of this state travelling in a vehicle belonging to another state?
Well, in regard to and an adherence of that particular matter.
Yes?
He knows the lads.
Sorry, that's the official explanation. He knows the lads.
I mean, used to be engaged in employment with said individual.
Well, I used to work with Sharon Violatron, but she doesn't give me a lift home. More's the pity. Oh, Sharon, how lonely you look on the Nine News.
Are you all right there? Do you want me to proceed in an orderly manner in the direction?
Don't distract me with your comedy Garda words. Now, isn't it protocol for members of the security forces crossing the border to switch vehicles so we don't have a carload of armed Brits joyriding around the Republic in the dead of night?
Well, for security and operational reasons, I cannot give details.
Is it appropriate? Is it safe? Is it even legal, Garda?
Well, for security and operational reasons.
Yes, you can't comment on the question you don't want to answer. I'm well aware you speak fluent Garda.
Well, don't be getting smart with me now, Bucko.
Let's keep it simple. When the Range Rover arrived, a Garda looked up from his snack box or a log of fake checkpoints or one of the 17 mobile phones lost after a tribunal was called and decided to raise a security alert.
Well, no, that's a bollard malfunctioned.
A bollard, and it took you 3 days to correct reports that said it was a security alert.
No, it was a bad bollard. A rogue bollard. Oh. We are not seeking other bollards in connection with the investigation.
But why didn't you say this when the incident happened in the first place?
Well, for security and operational reasons, I am not at liberty
yes,
to...
Yes, yes, okay. It just happens that the head of our guard went up north, came back to Dublin with the police force he used to work for in an armoured vehicle, whereupon a bollard accidentally went off. That's the story, is it really?
If civilian bollards were in the vicinity of the incident, we appeal for them to come forward at this time.
I've heard enough. Give me strength. Double strength, preferably. It must be sundown somewhere. Quite possibly on yet another Garda Commissioner's career.
Good afternoon from RT Sport, where all eyes are on the rolling fairways of the historic Augusta National Course this weekend, as Rory McIlroy attempts to claim his first Masters title. It's lucky that it's almost Easter, because this man is truly the son of God. I caught up with the Hollywood Adonis during practice earlier this week, although he was moving so fast, so fit, what a perfect example of a man he is, I almost missed him.
Rory! Rory!
Oh no.
There you are. You run even faster than you did when you were in your early 20s. You truly are a gilded tiger, roaring.
Right.
From strength to strength.
Hi, Greg.
It's been a super start to the year for you, Rory. You go into this weekend as favourite, my favourite. They're saying this is your Masters to lose.
That
your name is already carved onto the trophy as indelibly as that six-pack is carved onto your perfect abdomen. As God once carved his commandments on tablets of stone.
Wow.
And truly, Rory, you are the Moses come to the mountain. How have you prepared yourself for the epic ordeal ahead?
Well, honestly, I've been doing a lot of juggling.
Juggling? As in claret juggling?
No, I'm juggling three balls. I'm not very good at it, but it's great for the old hand-eye coordination and it gets my hat in the right space.
Yes.
But I keep dropping the balls, though.
Well, if you'd permit me, I would be honoured to pick up your...
See ya.
Okay. Rory!
Bye.
Rory!
Don't follow me.
And with that, he was gone again. About his father's business. About his master's business. And truly, whatever the outcome of this fateful weekend, Rory is the master. My master. Oh, and Shane Lowry was also here, crashing out, but not even in the sexy way that McIlroy manages to do every year. Greg Allen, unworthy to touch the hem of Rory's trousers, Augusta, Georgia.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
President, Mr. President, sir.
Okay, I've only time for one or two questions. I have an important meeting with Colonel Sanders. I'm lining him up as my next Secretary of Defense.
Sir.
You.
You fired the Director of the Secret Service and ousted the acting Homeland Security Secretary. Is anyone's job safe?
Well, my job is safe, believe me. President for life. Have you seen that show, The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Great show. Very funny.
What?
It gave me some great ideas for when the time comes to dismantle the Constitution and declare myself leader of Gilead.
Sir, who is currently in charge of Homeland Security?
I am, and I'm doing an incredible job, folks, because nobody understands the stakes better than me. Trump's stakes are 100% overcooked, drug-filled American beef, just like yours truly.
Sir, Mr. President, what are your thoughts on Benjamin Netanyahu being re-elected?
My great pal, BB, has been re-elected for a fifth term. Five terms. I like the sound of that. They're going to have major peace in the Middle East very soon. Israel will have the much bigger peace, and the Palestinians will have the tiny, tiny peace. When BB's through with them, believe me.
Mr. President, what do you say about the so-called Israeli apartheid?
Well, I don't think the Israelis will need to hide.
No.
Apart hide or together hide.
Sir.
Not with BB in charge, because the Palestinians will know their place.
Sir.
Somebody asked me a better question. You, stupid face.
Why don't you release your tax returns, sir?
Nobody pays more taxes than me. Believe me, we need to look at the sauces.
What? The sauces? Is this another Trump steak reference? Or
the sauces.
What?
Who actually wants to see my tax returns? What is the sauce of this line of questioning?
He means sources.
That's what I said, sauces. The oranges of the sauces.
Right, the origins of the sources. Okay.
That's what I said. What's wrong with this dum-dum? You can all look at my asses. I have some of the best asses in the world.
Sir.
I made a 104-page list of all my personal asses.
Yes, your assets, sir.
Yeah, my asses. Well, have you got cat and wool in your ears or something? Does anyone hot have a question? What about you? The eight in the back, you sweetie.
Mr. President, are you
worried about the Mueller report potentially being released next week?
Of course not. No collusion. Total exoneration. It was a coup, and I won. Plus, my good buddy, the Attorney General, William Barr, is going to do a real number on that report. Do you know what my two favorite words are?
Trump stakes.
Red act. Oh. He's going to red act the hell out of that report. Not just red X. It's going to have multicolored X all over it. Wow. It's going to have more bars than a chocolate factory, believe me. Speaking of which, I'm starving. Someone get me a Snickers to tide me over to my lunch meeting with Colonel Sanders in 2 minutes.
Sir,
no
sir,
more questions. This press conference is over. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Today Show on RTE1.
Coming up, Maria Kelly will be showing us some fashion that's in no way appropriate or relevant to our audience.
We'll be finding out how dull he got on with that satanic cult in Ballincollig.
On a cracker fad, we'll attempt yet another Skype interview with an up-and-coming actress, despite the fact there'll probably be a 15-second delay before the call completely freezes.
And we'll be hearing the head-scratching story of a dog that was left to die on the side of a road.
Oh, the poor creature.
Before actually dying.
On Ladbucht. Well, one man who could make a 5-star meal out of the dead dog Ian if he wanted, Nevin Maguire, is here.
Hello there now, lads. Hi.
What are you making for us today, Nevin?
Well, today, Maura, I'm going to be doing up some beef, so I am.
Finally, some real food. None of that old posh...
With a parsnip truffle and bechamel gratin.
Ah, would you stop?
Accompanied by a saffron and gold leaf reduction.
Shuffle.
Sounds very fancy, Nevin. A little too fancy for our viewers at home, maybe.
Well, don't worry. If your viewers can't get their hands on organic saffron or fair trade gold flake like I have here, hey, they can use regular saffron and gold.
Right, well, while Nevin is cooking up that Nancy shite, we'll pop over to the couch where special guest Brian Dabo is waiting for us.
Dabo Fulcher.
Sorry, is that Catholic for good afternoon? I don't speak porridge.
And you're here today to tell us about...
the ongoing decay of society and the imminent end of civilization thanks to the idiots mismanaging our planet and all strata of governance and planning.
Oh, well, that sounds a bit controversial.
What?
Our producer is telling me we should just review the latest Cecilia Ahern novel instead.
Oh, a novel? Is that what it was? I thought you just printed a collection of lazy cliches and bound them in some wrapping paper artwork.
And I'd just like to make it clear that Dabo's views do not represent those of the RTE Today Show.
Sure, isn't everyone just trying to do their best at the end of the day?
What, like widening the already gaping chasm between rich and poor?
And our producer just reminding us there that there are actually advantages and disadvantages to the old rampant free market capitalism.
Oh, for the love of... who do I have to belittle to get some brandy around here?
But it's Lahore Thoracia 3. It's far too early for a joke.
Actually, a few scoops would be great right now, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Well, it would certainly make the afternoon go faster.
Yeah.
I'll have a glass of vino. Nevin, are you chucked?
I will, just as soon as I've brined my Wagyu beef in this Venezuelan spring water and lunar salt.
Should have made the nomad. We're off for the afternoon, so you can spend the rest of your day looking at the Oxendales website. So it's the same thing as the show anyway. Enough, let's get the fluck out of here. Get an half and quarter.
Morning, Prime Minister. The party demands to know your intentions, ma'am.
Battery low. Oh. Please plug Maybot into the mains.
Oh, allow me.
Charging. This 6-month extension allows me time to fulfill my number one goal.
Completing Brexit.
Outlasting Gordon Brown.
Oh.
2 years ago, I wanted to be the Prime Minister to have Britain take back control.
Yes.
Now, my life's ambition is only to be the second worst Prime Minister of all time. It's foolproof.
The new exit date, October 31st. Any significance?
Halloween.
Yes.
Because if I don't sort this out by then, the Tory party will burn the witch.
Indeed, Prime Minister. I really think you should consider resignation.
Resignation? File not found. Ugh. Error. Shutting down.
Oh,
please do not restart. LBC Radio.
Nigel Farage. Welcome back. Now, I'm here to say what I really feel. I'm sick to death of being silenced, and I'm sick of mad political correctness going absolutely mad. This Brexit extension is an absolute disgrace. You're avoiding no deal because you want to save jobs, rescue the economy, not run out of vital medicines. Let me tell you, the plain people of Britain, the plain, tell it as they see it, pint-swilling, fag-smoking, morbidly obese, catastrophic, erectile dysfunction-having people of Britain don't care about jobs or the economy or medication, unless it's free NHS Viagra. They just want Brexit because they're sick of foreigners coming in here doing the jobs we don't want to do. And I'm absolutely livid that I'm I'm now going to have to run in the European elections again, win another seat again, get a huge paycheck again, claim gigantic expenses again, and employ my German wife as a secretary again. It's a disgrace.
On behalf of the Republic, may I say it was an honor to humiliate the British in such a public manner. The French haven't humiliated the British that much since we beat them in World War II. At least I think that's what happened. I was never very good at history. I just slept with my teacher to get A's. And I said to Theresa May, thank you, merci. This opportunity to embarrass the British have finally distracted the French public from the absolute disaster my government has been. Gilets jaunes, economic disparity, Boca bans, all fading away. Now the French have a common goal encore une fois, laughing at the English. Merci beaucoup, mon petit roast beef. God bless your racist country on its never-ending quest to become ever less relevant to the rest of the world. Bon chance, mes amis.
So I sent a message to the European Council. It was important that we leave a light on for the Brits.
Yeah.
So it's ironic they're going to crash out on Halloween, the one night nobody leaves their lights on unless they're pretending they're not in.
Well,
anyway, guys, the Taoiseach was supposed to brief you on this, but he hasn't made it down for breakfast.
I'm right here.
So I had to have his waffles and syrup, which is totes off Carl Henry's plan, BTW.
You ate my breakfast right in front of me, only left me cold coffee.
So in his absence, I'll hand over to Helen McEmpty, Minister for Proving There Are Women in My Cabinet.
I'm right here! That caffeine is playing havoc with me, sorry.
Oh, there you are, Taoiseach. Right, guys.
Yeah.
Noveny will answer any questions that deal with the boring stuff like specifics and so on.
There are a lot of unknowns here, as Michel Barnier said when he saw me in the lift. Now that the backstop isn't the thing anymore, they don't really let us in the room, so let me tell you instead what was on the menu for dinner.
Good grief.
We had cod, which had flakes
Roy Taoiseach, this extension gives us a chance now to move beyond Brexit and focus on domestic issues. Whoa, Fraser, this is why you're a career civil servant and not a hot global leader with glutes to die for like yours truly.
Here we go.
Focusing on domestic issues is the last thing we should do.
What?
People might finally realise what a crock the country is. If we can't spit Brexit into people's faces every time they complain about our latest cluster shambles, then we're in for a totes hard time.
Right.
If anything, I suggest we say the word twice as often in every media briefing now. Make sure the uncertainty doesn't go away.
Right, so we keep it going till the end of October.
Exactement. And Pascal will have squeezed out another budget by then, because Fianna Fáil are too scared to pull the trigger with the B word still in play. Not for the first time. Britain's difficulty is Ireland's opportunity.
Jesus.
Oh my God, what? We might even be able to sneak water charges back in.
I don't think that's going to wash now.
Wash. Lol.
Anyway, do you want me to go through the brief on the latest issues around housing?
Sure, fire ahead. I'm giving you my full attention.
Okay.
Even though my eyes might be closed, it's because I'm focusing on the housing issue.
Okay, well, the latest data from the Central Statistics Office shows that we're going to have to make...
Oh, God, I'm so glad I spend most of the time abroad now. Imagine being at home all the time, all the constant examination and questions. Oh, but the Carl Henry thing is a mare. All I wanted was to knock a few years off my metabolics. Now he's trying to prevent me living my best life, like sculling pints and champagne with Murphs. Still, at least there's something to look forward to when I get home.
Callum's Kicks!